Hi, folks. I appreciate that introduction, and I thank you for your time and the opportunity to talk today about my research. Today, I'm going to speak to you about the effects of plant-back interval and tillage on cotton tolerance to Warren. As most of you know, Warren is a pre-emergent herbicide for use in cotton, and it's used to control small-seeded broadleaves as well as grasses. Acetachlor is microencapsulated for the purpose of improving crop safety. In 2019, cotton was replanted for a variety of reasons, including poor seed quality as well as hot, dry conditions after planting in April and May. Therefore, growers had to replant cotton that was initially treated with Warren, and they became concerned about injuring their new cotton stand. With safe plant back intervals unpublished, it sort of left growers in the dark. Similar research to this was conducted by Lewis Braswell and others at NC State University in 2015, where researchers simulated a failed cotton stand that was treated with diuron and cotteran, but rather than replanting with cotton, they replanted with sorghum and soybean in order to evaluate tolerance. Our objective in this study was to evaluate cotton tolerance to Warren applied pre-plant across three tillage systems. We hypothesized to see increased injury in no-till and strip-till systems, and this is due to the soil mixing that occurs in conventional tillage, which should dilute the Warren. We also want to confirm previous recommendations made by Stanley Culpepper out of Georgia in 2017, and that was a plant-back interval of 2 weeks in strip-till, as long as the strip-till shanks are run deep enough to introduce fresh soil into the seeding zone, and a plant-back interval of 3 weeks in no-till systems. In 2019, we had two locations in the northeastern part of North Carolina, near Rocky Mount and Lewiston-Woodville, North Carolina. This was a split strip design where applications were made across tilled strips in four replications. Our plot size was 2.4 by 9.1 meters, including four rows spaced at 91 centimeters, our record rows being center two rows, rows two and three. Delta Pine 1646 Extend Flex Cotton was our cotton cultivar, and we used a CO2 pressurized backpack sprayer set to deliver 140 liters per hectare with AIXR T-Jet flat fan spray nozzles. Warren was applied at a rate of 1,260 grams of active ingredient per hectare, and our ideal planting time was in the middle of May. Therefore, we made our first application 4 weeks prior to planting in the middle of April, and our last application was made 1 week prior to planting in early to mid-May. We then prepared the soil and planted our cotton in the middle of May. Looking at our treatment schedule, we notice all three tillage systems, no-till, strip-till, and conventional till, subject to a non-treated, as well as a 4, 3, 2, and 1 week before planting application of Warren. Noting again that our strip-till cotton was run deep enough to introduce fresh soil into the seeding zone, and our conventional tillage consisted of double disking and field cultivation. We counted cotton stand 14 and 21 days after planting in rows 2 and 3, which totaled to 18 meters of row. And we measured cotton stunning on 100% scale at first emergence 14, 21, 28, and 42 days after planting. Cotton height was measured 28 and 42 days after planting. And to quantitate data for our height, stunning, and stand estimations, we collected biomass at 28 days, and that was cotton fresh weight, five plants from rows two and three, for a total of 10 plants per plot, and that's cotton fresh weight above the soil line. That was then weighed in the field and recorded. We harvested our cotton in 2019 for both locations. All data was subject to SAS version 9.4, ANOVA using Proclimix, and significance was determined by Fisher's protected LSD with alpha equal to 0.05. In Lewiston-Woodville, we experienced what many North Carolina growers did, which is hot, dry conditions in April and May after the cotton was planted. Therefore, we saw minimal treatment differences, and tillage timing and the interaction between these two was not significant. In Rocky Mount, which is the data I will show, tillage and timing were significant from clear treatment differences, but the interaction was still not significant. Now, digging into the data, we now look at cotton stand 21 days after planting, and this is averaged over timing. Along our y-axis, we have rows 2 and 3 added together for a total of 18 meters of row, and along the x-axis, we have our tillage system with no tillage on the left, strip tillage in the middle, and conventional tillage on the right side of the screen. You'll notice a slight decline in our conventional tillage from our no-till and strip till, with our no-tillage having about 123 plants per 18 meters of row, and our conventional tillage having around 112 plants per 18 meter of row. So overall, not a huge difference here, and this difference should be noted across all parameters when averaged over timing. We believe these differences were due to moisture conservation that we saw in no-tillage and strip tillage. Those hot, dry conditions dried out our conventionally tilled soil very rapidly. Now we look at cotton stand 21 days after planting, now averaged over tillage system. Again, we have our plants per 18 meters of row on the y-axis, and now we have application timing along the x-axis, beginning with no warrant, our untreated plots on the left side of the screen, and warrant applied 1 week prior to planting on the right side of the screen. Here you'll notice our greatest cotton stand and our untreated, around 143 plants per 18 meters of row. And in our 2 and 1 week before planting interval, you'll notice a 30% stand reduction from our untreated. You also notice stand reduction in our 4 and 3 week before planting intervals, but not near as significant as the reduction in our 2 and 1 week before planting intervals. Now we look at cotton height. This is 21 days after planting, averaged over tillage system again. Now we have cotton height in centimeters on the y-axis, and again, application timing along the x-axis. Overall, no huge differences here. We see 16 centimeters at our untreated, and a range all the way to 12 centimeters for our 2 week before planting interval. So only a difference around 4 centimeters for all of our treatments. Now, we collected biomass 21 days after planting, again averaged over tillage system, where now we have on our y-axis grams of cotton biomass above the soil line, and that's 10 plants per plot, and we have application timing along the x-axis. We use this parameter in order to quantitate data from our height, injury, and stand counts. So here you'll notice our greatest cotton biomass in our untreated, but only a difference between 40 and 30 grams of cotton biomass for all of our treatment. Now, where the rubber meets the road, this is what's truly important to growers. Now on the y-axis, you'll see lint yield in kilograms per hectare, and again, our application timing along the x-axis. You'll notice the greatest yield in our untreated at just over 1,600 kilograms per hectare. And you'll notice our lowest yield in our 1 week before planting application, just below 1,200 kilograms per hectare. Now, in the 2 and 1 week before planting intervals, you see our greatest yield reduction from 388 kilograms per hectare below our untreated in the 2 week before planting interval, and a reduction of 478 kilograms per hectare at our 1 week before planting interval. Should be noted that we saw a yield reduction in our 4 and 3 week before planting interval, but it also should be noted this is only one location in 1 year, so these results could vary next year. Now, putting these pictures to the graphs, we look at conventional tillage 42 days after planting, with our untreated on the left side of the screen and warrant applied 1 week before planting on the right side of the screen. On the right side of the screen, you'll notice reduced cotton growth, reduced plants per row. And at the 2 week before planting interval, you notice even reduced cotton stand and reduced growth. This is due to an activating rainfall event that occurred in that 2 week interval, which released that acetochlor into the soil. This is strip tillage 42 days after planting. Again, with our untreated on the left side of the screen, and Warren applied 1 week before planting on the right side of the screen. Again, you'll notice reduced stand, reduced cotton growth, and overall a poor looking cotton stand. Same trend is seen here at the 2 week before planting interval due to that activating rainfall event. And now we look at no tillage again, 42 days after planting. And you'll notice these two stands are quite similar. And again, this is due to that moisture conservation that we saw in our no-till and strip till compared to our conventional tillage. So what we can conclude from these data is the cotton injury increased as time between Warren application and planting decreased. Warren reduced lint yield 24 and 30% at the 2 and 1 week before planting intervals respectively. And in general, tillage had minimal effect on cotton tolerance to Warren. In the future, we plan to repeat this research in 2020. And in 2019, growers planted cotton in a very dry soil, applied their Warren after planting, and waited on a rainfall event to germinate their cotton. Our new objective will be to determine cotton tolerance to Warren planted in a very dry soil by timing of rainfall. In the greenhouse, we will pot very dry field soil, plant our cotton, and apply our Warren. Then we will time irrigation at 0, 1, 2, 3, and 4 weeks after planting. With that, I would like to thank Cotton Incorporated, North Carolina Cotton Producers Association for funding this research, North Carolina Department of Ag and Consumer Services, NC State Cotton Team, NC State Extension, the Upper Coastal Plains and Peanut Belt Research Stations. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. Yes, sir.
Why do you think you're seeing what you're seeing?
So the question was, why do we think we see what we're seeing? So we think we're seeing what we're seeing is because that Warren is sitting on the soil. The microencapsulation is not breaking down due to lack of rainfall. So our cotton sitting in the soil, not germinating due to lack of moisture, and our Warren sitting on the soil as well. And the microencapsulation is breaking down as soon as that cotton is germinating. So that first shot of water that cotton's getting may have the acetochlor within.
Okay.